Exodus 20, verse 7, Shemot Perek Kaf Pasuk Zayin, Hadiber Hashlishi, the third commandment. Lo tisa, you shall not take, et Shem Adonai Elohecha, the name of the Lord your God, lashava, for vanity, that is in a false or vain manner. Shava comes from the verb shoa, which means to ravage or to destroy. The commandment to not use God's name in vain implies that his name is to be associated with sacred life and joy and blessing. So the commandment not to take the name of the Lord in vain is negatively stated as a prohibition, but positively stated, it means regarding the name of the Lord as sacred, apprehending his name as wonderful and holy, set apart and glorious. The name of the Lord is worthy of our praise and reverence. He is the source of all life and the source of all love. So Hadiber HaShlishi, the third commandment, reads, Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Note that this commandment implies that it's forbidden to invoke God's name for unholy or profane purposes, for example, in jest or as a curse, though it further forbids using the truth of God as a means of harming or degrading other people. Lifting up God's name for selfish purposes is a violation of his commandment. Indeed, the commandment continues, Ki lo yenake Adonai et asher yisa et shmo lashav, which means, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Part of the reason for this is if we profane the name of the Lord, we profane ourselves, and we therefore regard life as less sacred than what it really is. We lose respect for the gift of life, and that leads to all further kinds of sin and degradation of the heart. The sages have said that all the words of Torah together form the name of God, and if a single word or letter is missing from a Torah scroll, it becomes unfit for use. And this teaches us that honoring God's word is therefore connected with honoring his name, and conversely, dishonoring God's name expresses contempt for his word. So really, the essence of the third commandment, Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, distills down to the commandment to regard God's love as sacred, and to apprehend all of life as a sacred trust given to you by God. It is a love of trembling, Yirat Adonai, the fear of the Lord, trembling over his great love that put Yeshua upon the cross to die for your sins. Trembling as you consider how he sweat out great drops of blood and interceded on your behalf upon the altar of the cross. Trembling over the fact that you will be judged for your life, yea, even as a believer in the Lord, for every careless word you utter and for everything you've done in your body, whether it be good or bad. Nothing is trivial. Everything matters because God lights up all of reality with meaning, significance, and purpose, and therefore your life matters. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and may the Lord bless you as you study Biblical Hebrew, learning the language of the kingdom, loving the Lord your God, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, u'v'chol nafshecha, and with all your soul, u'v'chol me'odecha, and with all your might, b'shem Yeshua Adonenu, in the name of Jesus our Lord. Shalom, shalom, friends.